This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, there you go. This is the Montana Democrat Party. There you go. I haven't been checking the Montana politics hashtag on Twitter as much anymore because you can just tell it's mostly just a bunch of phoniness. Because we're in the middle of the 2024 election. So there's a bunch of fake phony bots on there. You can tell it's just campaign propaganda, especially coming out of the left. And so they're just reiterating talking points, the same phony narratives. And so I don't know. But I thought, I'm going to go glance at it this morning, see what's up. My goodness, here you go. Representative Zoe Zephyr. Representative Zoe Zephyr, the man who identifies as a woman, the radical transgender activist lawmaker out of House District 100 in Missoula. This is the guy who, remember, this is the guy who stood on the floor of the Montana House of Representatives while radical left-wing activists were launching their transurrection, attacking the Montana Capitol, banging on the antique doors to enter the chamber, the gallery in particular. They were tussling with law enforcement. They were throwing things at lawmakers on the floor below. And as all the other lawmakers went to the side of the room, they were instructed, hey, for safety purposes, get to the side of the room. What did Zephyr do? He stood there, fist in the air, cheering on the transurrection. This guy is an anti-Jewish, anti-Christian bigot. Look at this. So here you go. Here is Zoe Zephyr, who is really, Zoe Zephyr is the representative for the Montana Democrat Party. Let's be honest. Zephyr is the leader of the Montana Democrat Party right now. Zephyr stands for everything that the Montana Democrat Party stands for. They are just the most radical left-wing folks out there. I know if you're an old school Democrat in Northeast Montana, you're thinking, wait, I'm a Democrat. I'm not that radical. Yeah, you couldn't get elected. You couldn't hold a leadership position in this Democrat Party. These people are nuts right now. Zoe Zephyr just took to Twitter yesterday and is attacking law enforcement, attacking not just here in Montana, but attacking law enforcement who are trying to crack down on these anti-Jewish rioters. And so you can see the tweet. If you go to x.com, you can see what Zephyr is saying here. And I shared this response via X just a few minutes ago. There you go, the Montana Democrat Party standing up for the pro-Hamas terrorist rioters threatening and assaulting Jewish students on college campuses. There you go, perfect example. Now, do you think the Montana Democrats will condemn Zephyr for what he said and for embracing the pro-Hamas terrorist rioters that are threatening and assaulting Jewish students on college campuses? Don't hold your breath. Do you think the fake news media will hold the Democrat Party accountable? You think the fake news media will go to liberal Senator John Tester and say, hey, tell us your position. Tell us where you stand. Will you condemn these remarks from your own party leadership here? Don't hold your breath because the fake news media will never hold John Tester accountable here in Montana.
Securing America. During a forum put on by the Center for Strategic and International Studies Wednesday, Joint Chiefs Chairman General C.Q. Brown said of the current worldwide threat assessment,
this is probably the most dynamic, most challenging that I've seen it.
The chairman admitting that many of those posing the threats, such as North Korea, Russia, and Iran,
they're all active right now, and in some cases, they're working together and somewhat interconnected.
Director of National Intelligence Avril Haines added that the amount of worldwide threats makes it hard to answer important questions.
What is about to happen? How is it about to happen? How should we better prepare ourselves for these moments?
She says the key is maintaining relationships.
There really isn't an issue that we're facing that we don't need our partners and allies to help us address.
And that, according to Chairman Brown, helps accomplish the most important long-term goal.
We can't predict the future, but we can shape it.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny breaks and some cloud cover in the area today, we'll see some scattered showers or a thunderstorm possible, especially this afternoon in the Bozeman area. High temperature readings from the mid-60s in Bozeman to 70 in Billings. For tonight, looking at some scattered showers, a couple thunder showers and spots early as well. Low temperature readings from 40 in Bozeman to the upper 40s in the Billings area. This is weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Hey, we got a big show coming up for you on Thursday's Montana Talks. You heard me mention it Wednesday. General Michael Flynn, he's going to be in Billings Sunday night. He'll join us live on Thursday's Montana Talks. And same day, earlier that day, in Missoula, Donald Trump Jr. in Missoula. Another headliner with him is Alex Brusewitz. Alex Brusewitz kicks off Thursday's Montana Talks. We take you statewide every Monday through Friday right here, 9 to 10 a.m.
Serving the great state of Montana, from the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, tell you that the best, well, there's a couple of things. The best video, though, there's a couple of different things. I don't know if you guys saw a video of that MMA fighter out in Florida wrestling an alligator. Okay, I sent that out via X earlier this morning. I said, this is the best video of the day, but I don't know. Then, just a few minutes ago, within the last hour or so, President Donald Trump, you know, New York City's already 2 hours ahead of us. So President Trump showed up at the courtroom where this, this kangaroo court in New York City, where they're committing election interference against Trump right now by locking him down in the courtroom here. But anyway, Trump walked right over to the cameras and started talking. And you could just hear it sounded like you were at a Trump rally. Wherever President Trump goes, it turns into a Trump rally. He's got such passionate supporters out there all across America, even in the heart of New York City. So anyway, our producer Travis snagged some of that audio. I'll play some of that for you here in just a little bit. But yeah, Representative Zoe Zephyr, the radical transgender lawmaker from Missoula, really is the leader of the Montana Democrat Party. They are the pro-Hamas, pro-chop body parts off of kids party now. I don't know if you guys saw Jesse Waters last night. Jesse Waters had a great segment where he was talking about the Arab Spring break. And apparently that's what Zoe Zephyr is on now. Zoe Zephyr is taking part in the Arab Spring break, standing up for these anti-Semitic, bigoted, anti-Jewish rioters who are fighting with law enforcement, who are jabbing Israeli or Jewish students in the eye. Absolutely sickening. What Zoe Zephyr and the Democrats are standing with, they are just like the Democrats in the South who stood there and tried to block black students from entering school. That's exactly what they're like right now. The way they are treating these Jewish students on these campuses or anybody who dares to stand up and defend Israel. Zephyr and the rest of these Democrats that are embracing this pro-Hamas element, they're very similar to the Democrats in the racist South who stood there to try to block black students from going into college campuses. Remember when President Eisenhower stood up against them then? Anyway, listen to this brief clip from Jesse Waters' segment last night talking about the Arab Spring break.
America's foreign policy has always been a simple one. You're either with us or you're against us.
Every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists. From this day forward, any nation that continues to harbor or support terrorism will be regarded by the United States as a hostile regime.
Our nation's never bent a knee to terrorists or mobs at home or abroad. When the High Court desegregated schools and a mob descended on the Little Rock Nine, what did Eisenhower do? He sent the 101st Airborne in to the heart of Little Rock.
In that city, under the leadership of demagogic extremists, disorderly mobs have deliberately prevented the carrying out of proper orders from a federal court. The interest of the nation in the proper fulfillment of the law's requirements cannot yield to opposition and demonstrations by some few persons. Mob rule cannot be allowed to override the decisions of our courts.
All week, intimidation and mob rule has been spreading on American campus from coast to coast.
All right, mob rule is, of course, exactly what they want. That's why they chant democracy all the time instead of mentioning the fact that our country is a republic. They chant democracy all the time because they want mob rule. They want 50% plus one votes to take away your gun rights. These people are absolutely insane. Later on in that same segment by Jesse Waters, he then went on, to, by the way, to show video footage of these pro-Hamas terrorist, radical left-wing activists. And by the way, why are so many of them wearing the COVID-style masks still, right? So many of them are wearing masks. Almost all of these anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic, transgender activists are all wearing masks. Why are they still wearing those masks? Do you think it's because they're concerned about the coronavirus? Is it their virtue signaling device? Or do they know how despicable they're being and that's why they're covering their faces? I don't know. You tell me. But anyway, later on in that same segment, Jesse Waters featured a video where a drag queen was talking to children and then led this chant.
Today what we're going to do is we're going to shout Free Palestine. Can I hear that?
Free Palestine!
If you're a drag queen and you know it, shout
Free Palestine!
If you're a drag queen and you know it and you really want to show it, if you're a drag queen and you know it, shout
Free Palestine!
Excellent.
I know what some of you are thinking. You're thinking, what in the world is going on here? If you're a drag queen and you know it, and you were in the Gaza Strip, they would throw you off of a roof to your death simply because of your lifestyle. But here's the thing. These radical left-wing activists, they hate Jews and Christians so much that they will ally themselves with the radical Islamists because they both want to transform America into something else. They despise America for what she is, so they want to transform America into something else. So that's why you see drag queens and transgender activists standing arm in arm with radical Islamic terrorists who are cheering death to America and pro-Hamas chants on Ivy League college campuses in America. This is classic. Oh, man, you got to see this new video featuring the Democrat candidate for governor. Well, one of the Democrat candidates for governor. Who knows? This guy may not survive the primary. He's trashing Kalispell, Montana. Well, why do you live there then? He's touting AOC as one of the smartest people he's ever worked with. You got to check out this new video just released by the Republican Governors Association. Full video, go to MontanaTalks.com or get the Montana Talks app on your phone.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nimitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, in an effort to stop the spread of the H5N1 flu in dairy cattle, beginning this Monday, the USDA will require testing of lactating dairy cows crossing state lines for the bird flu, after fragments of the virus were found in tests of commercial dairy products. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack made the announcement yesterday.
The mandatory testing for interstate movement of dairy cattle involves, prior to interstate movement, dairy cattle will be required to receive a negative test for influenza A virus at an approved National Animal Health Laboratory Network laboratory. Owners of herds in which dairy cows test positive for interstate movement will be required to provide biological information, including animal movement tracing. And dairy cattle that does, in fact, move interstate will have to adhere to the conditions established by APHIS in the guidance that will be published.
Now, dairy cows that test positive would remain on their home farms and then retested in 30 days before they could move across state lines. So far, USDA has reported 33 dairy herds in 8 states have been confirmed as infected by USDA's National Veterinary Services Laboratory. The latest, another Idaho dairy on April 19th. And the testing order doesn't apply to beef cattle And USDA so far has not found any positive H5N1 infections in beef cattle. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this. Ranchers, Monday, April 29th is Red Angus Day at Bear Paw Livestock in Chinook, Montana. It's the Klingemann Red Angus and Bulls J5 Reds annual Red Angus Bull Sale. The Klingemanns will sell 60 bulls and Bulls J5 Reds will sell 45 bulls plus 25 yearling Red Angus heifers. Also selling that day are some Red Angus heifer pairs. Sale time is 1 o'clock and you can also bid online via LMAauctions.com. For all the details, visit BearPawLive.com.
Has your bank lost touch with your operation or doesn't seem well-versed in agriculture? Why not finance with people who understand your business? At Montana Livestock Ag Credit, we have a credit staff and a board of directors whose only business is agriculture. We've worked with our customers through the challenging times of dry weather and rising interest rates. Give me, Blake Hopman, a call at 1-800-332-3405 or visit us at ag-credit.com to learn more about who we are.
Well, Senators John Barrasso of Wyoming and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, the ranking member and chairman of the U.S. Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, have sent a letter to the U.S. Government Accountability Office requesting a review of the U.S. Forest Service's practices concerning forest management, land management plans, and firefighting equipment. The senators wrote in part that the increasingly devastating outcomes from wildfires in the U.S. requires a change in how the federal government prepares for, responds to, and recovers from these wildfires. And finally this morning, it looks like agricultural interests are joining with major railroads to urge the EPA to block California from enforcing new climate standards that would require railroads to switch to zero-emission locomotives. Now, the regulations approved last year by the California Air Resources Board ban diesel-powered locomotives more than 23 years old starting in 2030 while requiring certain new models to adopt zero-emission engines. The goal is to transition all locomotives to zero emissions by 2047. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, Jeremy Carl, he's awake. He's already up and rolling here this morning. By the way, Jeremy Carl was just on with Tucker Carlson. That's right. It's like a 25-minute long segment. I'm going to see if we can play it for you in full here on Montana Talks. 25-minute segment. Jeremy Carl, senior fellow at the Claremont Institute. Lives, of course, in Bozeman, Montana. He's been with us on the show several times. Great guy. He wrote that book about anti-white racism in America. So that's what Tucker Carlson was interviewing him about. And I'm really hoping that we can play, if not the full thing, at least some extended portions of that, because should be a fascinating conversation. But anyway, Jeremy Carl's already up on X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it, here this morning. So I told you about how this radical transgender lawmaker from Missoula, Representative Zoe Zephyr. Let me read part of what Zephyr had to say via X about 13 hours ago. Exactly 1 year ago, I watched riot police attack and arrest protesters in the Montana Capitol. The police were attacking you guys. Yeah, that's what was happening there. No, they were trying to stop your little transurrection attack on our Capitol, and your people decided to fight with the law enforcement officers. But no. Zoe Zephyr is attacking law enforcement here. Big surprise there, of course. Today, police are targeting university students for protesting Israel's genocide of Palestinians. When the state responds to protest with violence, it surrenders itself to fascism. What in the freaking world is wrong with you? Again, this is the paranormal circus that I talked about earlier this week. This isn't your normal clown show, your normal funny ha-ha circus with the Democrats in charge. What Zoe Zephyr has just reminded her, this is the freaking paranormal circus. The same people that want to chop body parts of, off of kids in the name of their radical transgender agenda are the same people standing up for the pro-Hamas terrorists that are jabbing Jewish students in the eye with flagpoles and calling for the death of Jewish students and cheering in support of this Hamas terrorist group. But then when law enforcement steps in down in Texas, for example, and says, no, we're going to have peace on our campuses here and not allow this nonsense to take place on our, oh, they're fascists, according to Zoe Zephyr. But the pro-Hamas terrorists that are jabbing Jewish students in the eye with the with a Palestinian flagpole, no, that's not fascism to Zoe Zephyr. Anyway, Jeremy Carl makes a very great point here. A vote for Tester is a vote for Zephyr. And he added more. I'll share more from his tweet that he just sent a few minutes ago here, right after this.
CJ Papa, Donald Trump stopping at a construction site earlier today on the east side of Midtown Manhattan, speaking to about 200 union workers, drowning out reporters' questions. The former president discussing the massive case. His lawyers will argue in front of the Supreme Court today that president should be free of criminal prosecution.
A president has to have immunity. If you don't have immunity, you just have a ceremonial president.
It's connected to the election meddling case brought by special counsel Jack Smith. The former president will be inside a Manhattan courtroom day 7 in his hush money trial. Prosecution will resume its questioning of David Pecker, the former publisher of the National Enquirer, now Judge Juan Merchan, not allowing Mr. Trump to travel to D.C. for that Supreme Court hearing. America is listening to Fox News.
Four more years. Did you guys see this video of Joe Biden yesterday? Pause. Four, and then the awkward, like, fake, phony Democrat rally attempt. Four more years. Four, yeah. Yay. Oh, my goodness. That was embarrassing. All right, back to the Jeremy Carl tweet here. So the radical transgender lawmaker, the Democrat from Missoula, here you go. Attacking law enforcement here in Montana and standing up for the pro-Hamas terrorists taking over college campuses here. Jeremy Carl made a great point. A vote for John Tester is a vote for Zoe Zephyr. And he is exactly right. If you like what's taking place on these college campuses, if you like the open borders, you like this paranormal circus that we're seeing. And it's not just Zoe Zephyr that's a part of the paranormal circus. It's John Tester rolling into the circus tent with a meat grinder in hand as well. But Jeremy Carl added this. He says Tester can hide behind that tractor. Really nice, fancy new tractor he's got, too. He's been doing pretty well for himself back in Washington, D.C., hasn't he? Anyway, Tester can hide behind that tractor all he wants, pretending he represents Montana values. But on the issues that matter, there is not a dime's bit of difference between Tester and Zephyr. And Jeremy Carl is exactly right. He is spot on there. Now, there's another narrative that the Democrats are rolling with right now. There's another narrative that they're rolling with right now. Did you guys hear about this poll that came out? I think the poll was done by the same people who released a poll last year saying that Montanans love wolves. Montanans think wolves are great. It's like, okay, I know your poll is a bunch of BS already. Anyway, I first saw this poll. What the poll is basically saying this, that Montanans believe their quality of life has gone down. Yeah, well, no Adam Schiff, Sherlock. Now, we're doing better in Montana than the blue states are doing, thanks to our Republican supermajority in the legislature and Governor Greg Gianforte. Imagine how much worse we'd be doing if the Democrats were still in charge in Helena. Now, why has quality of life gone down? Why would people say quality of life's gone down? Well, we're losing $12,000 a year because of the Joe Biden, John Tester inflation. We've got open borders. We've got Mexican drug cartels and illegal aliens flooding into the state because of Joe Biden and John Tester's open borders. By the way, John Tester's illegal alien buddies are targeting Native American women while they flood the reservations with fentanyl and meth. I mean, you think about it, like, and then you got the liberal courts and the liberal Supreme Court trying to halt any of the progress that the Republicans are delivering on. No Adam Schiff, they believe their quality of life has gone down. It's gone down because of Joe Biden and John Tester's policies. So why does the fake news media and the Democrats think that this is somehow helpful for them? Hey, we got a big show coming up for you on Thursday's Montana Talks. You heard me mention it Wednesday. General Michael Flynn, he's going to be in Billings Sunday night. He'll join us live on Thursday's Montana Talks. And same day, earlier that day, in Missoula, Donald Trump Jr. in Missoula. Another headliner with him is Alex Brusewitz. Alex Brusewitz kicks off Thursday's Montana Talks. We take you statewide every Monday through Friday right here, 9 to 10 a.m. Hey, we had a caller into the show ask a good question. What's with this massive convoy of government vehicles I just saw in Bozeman? I've got the answer. Go to MontanaTalks.com.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, come on, Dennison. You're smarter than that. Come on, man. Come on, man. I mean, I know you're retired from the news business, and now you can really spout the propaganda for the Democrats. But come on, man. You're smarter than that. Anyway, he's a good guy, though, even though we disagree on some stuff. I was scrolling through the Montana Politics hashtag via Twitter, and it's like, oh, look at these guys. Look at these guys. What's their fake, phony narrative now? It's all the Republicans' fault. Housing prices. Oh, it's crazy. Have you tried to buy a house? The interest rates are just, whew. And then you got inflation. Whoa. And then we got fentanyl and meth and everything flooding into Montana. Oh, huh? And these left-wing activists, and by left-wing activists, I'm not just talking about the Democrats that are on Twitter. They live in their little, their little X bubble. Even still, even after Elon Musk took it over, they're still in their little X bubble. They all said they were going to leave, but they're still there for some reason. But anyway, you can see the narrative. Oh, there's a new poll that came out. The quality of life in Montana is down. Montanans, they really feel that the quality of life has gone down. Well, yeah, no Adam Schiff, Sherlock. And then what's their response? Oh, it's the Republicans' fault. Oh, for Pete's sake. First off, inflation. Even Dr. Pat Barkey with the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research, who's not a partisan mouthpiece, he pointed out that when did inflation really start skyrocketing? You can blame COVID, your supply chain. You can blame that all you want. When did inflation really start skyrocketing? After ARPA, the Democrat party line massive spending bill. That's when inflation really started skyrocketing. John Tester voted for more inflation. He voted for that. Interest rates. Who is in charge of the Federal Reserve right now? That's right. Joe Biden, John Tester cronies are the ones in charge of the Federal Reserve right now. Why are they saying that they had to raise interest rates to make it harder for you to buy a home? Well, inflation. So in other words, the interest rates have been jacked up because of Joe Biden and John Tester's massive spending, particularly the ARPA bill. Okay, so they're responsible for the high interest rates. So even if you could have afforded that home price 3 or 4 years ago, now the interest rates are up and it's like, whoa, that place isn't affordable. You know what I'm saying? And so, okay, there again. And then let's talk housing prices and housing availability. huh, wasn't there actually bipartisan legislation? No, it was mostly Republicans that supported this housing effort in the Montana legislature. Mostly Republicans, but it was bipartisan. There was a, you know, a Democrat out of Missoula, I know, in particular, who was a part of that effort. Not Zephyr, but may have voted for it. I don't know. Did he vote for it? Anyway, it was a bipartisan housing bill. What happened to the bipartisan housing bill to help make housing more affordable in Montana? Oh, a liberal judge shot it down. A liberal judge blocked it from taking effect. Oh, so what you mean to tell me then is that the reason why we have these problems in Montana is because of Joe Biden and John Tester. So what you're telling me is a lot of Montanans are very frustrated over things like inflation and housing and the national economy. Well, seems like Montanans have a great opportunity to do something about that this November, and they can kick John Tester out of office. So anyway, that's the answer to that. But then there's another thing Montanans can do here. So what you're telling me is that the Republican legislators and the Republican governor actually delivered on things like tax relief. That's why our economy is doing better here in Montana than the blue states, for example, California, et cetera. But when they delivered on something like housing affordability, you mean a liberal judge put a halt to that, like these liberal judges and these liberal Supreme Court justices have put a halt to so many other things that were accomplished by the state legislature, the lawmakers you voted for, and signed into law by our governor. So what you're also telling us is, Montanans are really frustrated right now. Again, there's two things Montanans can do about, well, there's more, but there's two big things that Montanans can do about these frustrations that we have. Get rid of John Tester in November and get rid of these liberal Supreme Court justices and get some more common sense constitutionalists on the Supreme Court, like Corey Swanson and Judge Dan Wilson. So thanks for reporting on your fake poll with your fake news spin on it. But here's the other thing that I want to point out here. And why these are unserious people here. So I first read about this poll on a liberal website, a liberal news website. I use the air quotes on news. Now, this liberal news website will have their stories and their articles copy and pasted into newspapers in Montana, like the Lee newspapers, probably even the Great Falls Tribune. And then, for whatever reason, some of the TV stations are also copying and pasting this liberal news service on their TV station websites. Now, they would never do that if it was a conservative blog or a conservative news service that was producing this information. But somehow, they think it's perfectly fine to copy and paste. Even though they have a whole team of their own reporters that could do these stories, they will copy and paste this liberal news service story onto their TV station websites, which is just journalistic malpractice, if you ask me. You want to do opinion? Come do a talk show. Do commentary. That's what we get to do here. But somehow we rely on facts and questioning folks more than the so-called news folks oftentimes do. So I first read about this in this liberal news website, right? But who did the poll? Who did the poll here? Let me see here. Let's see. I had it in front of me. I printed it up. Oh, now Rick Gratz, he's a really good guy. One of my favorite classes I took in college was from Professor Rick Gratz. He's very liberal, though. Big time Democrat. Big time environmental activist, but really good guy. Like, he's a mountain climber, he's a hiker, and so he's written some really cool books about Montana geography. But he's not an unbiased source to run a poll and to report survey results. Basically, this poll was done by, I haven't even organized my stack of stuff yet here because we just started yapping with you and I was, you know, sending out tweets 2 minutes before the show started, whatever. But this came from the University of Montana. It came from their Crown of the Continent program. Now, I remember reporting on the Crown of the Continent program, because who is one of the big backers and the big funders that donates his wealth to the Crown of the Continent program? In fact, you could probably get a scholarship in his name at the University of Montana to be a part of the Crown of the Continent program. You could become a Wyss scholar, W-Y-S-S, Hans-Jörg Wyss. You guys know the name, right? If you've been listening to this show, Hans-Jörg Wyss is a Swiss billionaire. He's got a really shady background. He is basically another George Soros. He was a big donor to Hillary Clinton. He was a donor to the American Prairie Reserve, which wants to kick the ranchers off the land here in Montana. He is the big donor to all these radical environmental groups, the fake green decoy groups, you know, the environmental groups that pretend to be sportsmen's groups. So think about this. Hans Wyss funds the, you know, who's a big Democrat, a dark money donor, funds the Crown of the Continent program. The Crown of the Continent program does this little survey. And then who is the first to report on the Crown of the Continent survey? This outfit known as the Daily Montanan. We just had a guest on the show, what, a month ago? Who has followed the money? Guess who funds this state news networks that the Daily Montanan is a part of? The Daily Montanan, by the way, is run by the former editor of the Billings Gazette, Darrell Ehrlich, who was too liberal for even the Billings Gazette, so he got kicked to the curb, so he starts this liberal blog. Who is funding this state network that the Daily Montanan is a part of? Hans-Jörg Wyss. So you got Democrat dark money mega donor funding the Crown of the Continent, the UM. They come up with their fake little survey, and then who's the first to report on it? A fake news outfit funded by the same Democrat dark money mega donor by the name of Hans Wyss. Ding, 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 ding. And now the Democrats and all the fake news media folks in Montana are all a Twitter. Oh, yeah. Everything's worse and it's all the Republicans' fault. I'm telling you, I didn't even have to get up earlier than normal to connect the dots on this garbage.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Can you imagine what Iran is thinking now? Can you just imagine what the people in Gaza are thinking now? What Hamas is thinking? Hezbollah is thinking? They think, oh, this is great. Nobody's paid attention. We've been pointing it out more than anybody. Now do you get the importance about over 10 million unvetted Joe Biden illegal immigrants coming from our top geopolitical foes like Iran, Syria, China, tens and tens of thousands, Russia, home of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, Afghanistan, home of Al-Qaeda, ISIS-K, and they're showing up at our southern border? You got to be kidding me.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The economy is in a strange spot. We hear the announcements of layoffs, especially by the large tech companies. And yet every month we get reports on how unemployment rates remain at super low levels and that overall American employers are adding workers. There have been some new intriguing explanations put forward to explain this apparent contradiction. They may not be correct, but they do make sense. One goes like this. the economy hasn't been doing as well as the job numbers suggest. Because of the super tight labor market, companies are doing what you might call defensive hiring, adding workers for reasons that have nothing to do with their needs, bringing people on board because you anticipate other workers to leave, or perhaps simply hoarding workers you might need because you don't know they'll be available later. Tech companies have been the first to stop doing this. Twitter late.
Brought to you by HIMS.com/RADIO.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend. Studio. This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, 406-294-0970 is the number for you. You can also message us on the Montana Talks app. Oh, man, I was distracted during the ag report earlier this hour, so I must have missed the report here. But Tim and Savage messaged us on the app earlier. So we can track dairy cows with the flu, but not refugees. We can track dairy cows with the flu, but not refugees. Yeah, imagine if we protected our country from terrorists the same way we protect, you know, our food industry here in America from, you know, biological threats, right? Imagine if we had the same type of protections in place right now to protect us. That reminds me of, I remember there was a report about the, where was the beef from? Was it Paraguay? Is it the, everybody wanted to ban the beef from Paraguay. Okay, yeah, great, all right. You know, it's something that any elected official from Montana serving in Washington, D.C. would have voted for. But John Tester wanted to make it sound like he was doing something extra special by being against the beef from the South American country. And it's like, well, if you're so concerned with a certain type of food coming into America from these other countries that could pose a risk, why aren't you concerned about all these other people coming from all these other countries that pose a risk? Not just a risk, but are actually causing harm on the ground in America. It was such a great point that one of our listeners immediately picked up on. All right, 4 more years. Did you guys see why any labor union, other than a government employees union, why any labor union would endorse Joe Biden for president is just beyond me. The hallmark of this guy's presidency has been killing the Keystone XL pipeline and sending thousands of labor union workers home, kicking them to the curb when he shut down the Keystone XL pipeline. Now he's targeting power plants. He wants to kill union jobs there. Why would a union endorse Joe Biden other than the fact that they might have corrupt union leadership that's pocketing some of the cash and benefiting financially from this Democrat Party corruption? Thankfully, here in Montana, we got Jason Small heading up the Montana AFL-CIO, and it sounds like he's trying to get them in a pro-jobs direction. But I'll bet that's just quite the fight, because you got some of those labor union leaders that are just so corrupt and in the back pocket of the Democrat Party that, man, that's going to be a challenge. But anyway, apparently Joe Biden was speaking in front of some labor union outfit yesterday, and everybody had the script, and Joe Biden had his anchorman moment.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years. Pause. And you look at the look on his face. It's just like the saddest old man doesn't know what's going on look ever. But the guys in the audience, they knew what the script was. They knew the moment Joe Biden said 4 more years, pause, that they were then supposed to start leading this phony chant of 4 more years. What an embarrassment. What an absolute embarrassment. Let's see. Man, what else do we got for you? I know we're just about out of time here before we get to the 7 o'clock hour of the show. Oh, President Trump, we're going to get to this in the 7 o'clock hour of the show. David Noble's got a busy day for his day job, so he won't be with us in the 7 o'clock hour. But you can be our sidekick in the 7 o'clock hour by calling into the show. But, yeah, President Trump took to the cameras out in front of the courtroom in New York City a couple hours ago. Here's part of what he had to say.
They take constitutional right away with a gag order. That's all it is. It's election interference. This whole thing is election interference.
Yeah, he's exactly right. But man, I think he was talking with, speaking to labor unions. He spoke to labor union workers at a New York City construction site, and man, could you just see and hear the support of union workers for President Donald J. Trump? We'll get to that in the 7 o'clock hour.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Spring is here, and forget about doing a deep cleaning on your home. The start of spring is an even better time to get your finances in order, which can help you save money and get you closer to both your short and long-term financial goals. You can begin by giving your budget an overhaul by taking a realistic and detailed look at your spending patterns and identifying areas where you can slash expenses and tackle your debt and pay off some of what you owe on your credit cards. In addition, take stock and see if you have accumulated credit card rewards points that have gone unused. If you were hit with a big bill this tax season or received a paltry refund, it may be a good time to determine if you withheld too much or too little. And if you're a shopper who can't resist a sale and you're likely to overspend in stores or online, unsubscribe to your favorite store newsletters and avoid malls where you may be tempted to drop lots of cash. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.